A new opioid treatment program is now available to members of the Coquille Indian Tribe. My guest is Karen Michelson. She's the CEO of the Health and Wellness Division of the Coquille Wellness Center. Welcome to The Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, before we dive into the details of the program, tell me about your work.
Well, I am a pharmacist by training. I have worked for the Coquille Indian Tribe for about 5 years. Prior to that, I was a community pharmacist and also worked in the managed Medicaid space. And I found myself leading the pharmacy program here for the Coquille Indian Tribe and had the fortunate opportunity to be able to expand my leadership role into the Health and Wellness Division, which includes overseeing our medical teams, our behavioral health teams, as well as our community services pharmacy programs. And with that, we are expanding our service opportunities to also include an opioid treatment program in our Lane County facility.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in North Bend, Oregon. I'm a native Oregonian. I grew up in North Bend. I moved away for college at Oregon State and Oregon Health and Science University. And after graduation, I moved back to my hometown to use my education to better serve our community.
Are you part of the tribe?
I am not a Coquille tribal member, but I am committed to serving the tribe and all of the work that is happening for them.
Well, tell me, what inspired your interest in healthcare and particularly with Native American tribes?
Yeah, I was really inspired, healthcare in general, just because there's such a need. And I really had a passion for pharmacy work for so long. But in working in the pharmacy, you start identifying all of the additional spaces in the healthcare system that need coordination and collaboration. And during my time working with the coordinated care organization in our local community, I learned a lot about just the healthcare system in general. And through that time as well, I also started learning a lot about the opioid epidemic and the impacts that it was having on our community as well as communities across the country. And so I think that my inspiration just really came from that. And then the tribe is a really integral population here in Coos County, as well as in Lane and Douglas, Curry County, and Jackson as well. And so as I started learning more and I had the opportunity to work more closely with the tribe through the pharmacy space, I think my passion and interest just continued to grow.
How big is the tribe? What's the population?
I believe we have 1,200 Coquille tribal members across across the county, or not across the county, but across the country.
So tell me about
that. Need to double check that number, but.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to have some sense, understanding of the size of the population you're serving. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Coquille Wellness Center.
The Coquille Wellness Center, we have two locations. We have a location in Coos Bay, Oregon, which is on the Kilkitch Reservation. And we also have a Coquille Wellness Center that is in Lane County that's located on River Road. Our clinics are integrated models of care that include medical services, behavioral health services, both integrated as well as traditional therapies. We have pharmacy care, lab. We also have community services and some public health outreach that happen within our facilities as well. And we also have a dental clinic in our Coos Bay facility.
So that sounds full service.
Yes, absolutely. And we definitely have a holistic approach to how we care for our patients, really trying to incorporate and meet the needs for both mind, body, and spirit.
Tell me about that. What does that mean, holistic?
Yeah, what that means for us is that when patients, from the time they walk through the door, that we're really trying to offer an amazing patient experience that's trauma-informed and culturally meaningful, so that people feel calm and supported and welcomed into our space. And that also wherever they connect with our system, that we do our best to identify what needs are met. And that may not necessarily just be a physical health need. It could also be a physical health need if people need to connect with other services within our community, we do our best to help facilitate that connection. We have case managers who work with our patients to help with that connection. We also do some social determinants of health work with our food programs and transportation and our elders programs.
So it sounds like a healthcare ecosystem.
It really is. It's an amazing system to get to be part of.
How long has this been around?
Gosh, I think the first clinic happened, I think they started building it, and I think it was around early 2000s, so probably, 20-ish years that the Coquille Indian Tribe has had. It started as a community health center that was primarily physical health focused, and that has grown significantly. We built a new facility that in the Coos Bay location that allowed us to expand to add additional behavioral health and dental, as well as an expanded pharmacy in 2021. And then we built the Coquille Wellness Center in Eugene. We started that about 3 years ago.
My guess is...
So it started small, but it's growing.
I'm glad to hear that. I want to get more information about that. Just a minute. Let me remind my audience of who I'm talking with. My guest is Karen Michelson. She's the CEO of the Health and Wellness Division of the Coquille Wellness Center. So let's talk about the Wellness Center and its growth. Over time, you're saying you built more buildings accommodate more of the tribe. What's the cost involved in that?
The cost involved in growth for building the facilities? It depends on, what programs and buildings that we're building. The costs with that, we receive grant funding. We also have funding from, the federal and state governments as well to support the building costs that come with that.
So this is, when we talk about an ecosystem, it's not just the building, those are capital expenses, but there are ongoing expenses in caring for people, in staffing, in leadership, in getting the word out, and so on and so forth. So I was just wondering, what's the total funding cost of this ecosystem and caring for it and growing it? Do we have any information about that?
I actually don't have our total costs off the top of my head, but I could definitely work on getting that number.
No, that's fine. I was just curious as to what, because it sounds remarkable, and it's just something that if we have an understanding of what does it cost to actually create that kind of holistic ecosystem for a population, that was just something I was wondering about. But help me understand the depth of the problem of tribal members struggling with opioids.
Absolutely. The opioid epidemic, I think we're all well aware of the opioid epidemic that's surging around us. Most of us know somebody or have been personally impacted by someone who struggles with opioid use disorder, who has lost somebody to their struggle with opioid use disorder. And the evidence actually shows, or the data actually shows, that Native communities are impacted at even a higher rate than standard populations. So the Coquille Indian Tribe really identified this as a need. In addition to there being, the impact of the opioid use disorder crisis, there's also a lack of services that are available for treatment. So a few years ago, the Coquille Indian Tribe decided to try to build an opioid treatment program to help better meet the needs of patients who are living with opioid use disorders, in which case that was when we started the process of developing the OTP in Lane County.
So can you give me a sense of, you said that Native Americans have a higher rate than the rest of the population, the non-Native population. What does that look like for the Coquille?
For the Coquille tribe, specifically, we heard a lot of feedback from our population that they were encountering difficulties accessing treatment and therefore either accessing treatment or that they had family members who were impacted and that we needed to respond to that emergency. So I don't have like specific numbers of people who were impacted, but we definitely heard loud and clear through our membership that this was a need. And therefore, the Coquel tribe stepped up to meet that need.
So you're responding to an outcry from within the population.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the treatment program.
Yeah, so the opioid treatment program is going to be an integrated model of patients being able to receive medication-assisted treatment for opioid use disorder. And we also have it integrated into our Coquel Wellness Center in Eugene, which will also provide access to primary care as well as behavioral health services for patients. So the program will look, patients can either, we really have this as like a no wrong door for patients. So they can either self-refer, they can be referred from a primary care provider or community organization. But once they get referred to the opioid treatment program, they come in, they meet with our provider, they're evaluated. If they're appropriate, medically appropriate for treatment, then they'll be accepted into the program. And with that, they'll begin receiving daily dosing of methadone, which is an opioid agonist medication that is used to stop the withdrawal symptoms. And since it's a long-acting medication, it really breaks the cycle, the addiction cycle for patients. And then once they're stabilized on their medications, they can also they will also have an individualized treatment program developed for them in collaboration with our counselors and our behavioral health team to ensure that they're receiving the necessary like individualized treatments as well as group therapies to support their recovery journey.
Okay. Now it sounds like they have to be referred. What's step one if someone feels like they need help?
Patients can self-refer. So really step one is just identifying that there's a need and that somebody wants to connect for treatment. That's really, I mean, that's the first step and really the hardest is just determining when somebody's ready for treatment. It's a hard choice for patients to make, but we want people to know and to understand that we are there to meet them wherever they're at in their recovery journey and that we will always be present and to do our best to support that process.
What's the timetable of commitment, from the time that someone goes in for help to the time that they reach a point where you feel they're whole and healthy?
Yeah, well, the recovery journey is not linear. It's expected that there will be times for relapse and recovery. And so it's individualized. Every person is different as to what that time frame looks like. But in general, when people present to the clinic and they're willing to connect for treatment, the initial appointment, we do ask for patients to be open to being at the clinic for probably anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, just because those initial appointments can be, they can be time intensive because there's, time with the provider to ensure that patients receive the appropriate evaluations and medical evaluation. And then they also spend time with our counselors and our intake specialists to make sure that we have all the necessary paperwork in place and things like that. So the first visits can be kind of long, but after that, the daily visits are, pretty short, 10 to 15 minutes.
So this opioid treatment program is available now?
We actually will be opening. Our plan is to open June 24th.
Okay.
So opioid treatment programs are one of the most highly regulated medical facilities in the country. So it does take a while to ensure that all of the proper licensing and everything are in place. We have all of those things completed, and we are planning opening on the 24th to see patient one.
Okay, well, we appreciate you sharing it with us.